耶路亚奉主耶稣基督圣名啊，很高兴能够跟大家在这边一起来学习。
Hallelujah! In the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm very glad to be able to learn with you all today here.
就是我本来的想法是说，分三个层面啊，然后看你们有什么问题，因为我想你们应该在宣道上有的比我都先进啊，都做得多。
And my original plan is that I would divide this into three layers and talk about them, because a lot of you have more experience than I do, perhaps, in this area of evangelism.
告诉你个秘密啊。
I'll tell you a secret.
但是这个也是羞耻的事情。
But this is also something embarrassing.
我还没当传道，个人宣道做得蛮多的。
Before I became a preacher, I did much personal evangelism.
当传道之后，慢慢的感觉，我现在像很孤立啊。
And after being
这是事实哦。别的，我是说我自己了。别的传道，他们可能跟我不一样。
And now, after being a preacher, I feel like I have been more isolated. And this is from my own personal experience. I don't know about other preachers.
现在很少说去个人宣道。
And now I don't do as much personal evangelism.
因为教会的事情都忙得已经，哦。
Because my hands are already full with church affairs.
有时候偶尔啦，有点空，还会去找人。但是说老实，你们现在个人宣道应该比我更有经验。说实话。
And to tell you the truth, occasionally I might, if I have some time, find some people to evangelize personally. But you guys are doing more, probably doing more personal evangelism than I.
慢慢的，好像生活圈子哦，传我了哈。越来越小，越来越小了，是真的。当然，教会里面是越来越多了，但是也不可能对你个别宣道嘛，是不是
？And so I feel like my circle is getting smaller and smaller in life, and even though it's getting bigger in church, I can't be preaching to you guys, right?
对我来讲，个人宣道的那个经验是当传道以前比较多。
And so from my experience of personal evangelism, there were more before I became a preacher.
这是事实啊。
This is the truth.
但是。这个就是这样子。
And however, this is the way it is.
其实说老实啊，像德国是靠你们出去传道，其实传道没有传道。
To be honest, in Germany, it is relying on you to go out and preach because there is no preaching by the preacher.
我是讲我了，其他我不讲别的传道，他们可能有。
I'm just talking about myself. Perhaps other preachers do it.
因为真正的深入到。传道的那个工厂就是你们就好像细胞哈，你们触角，其实你们不是传道。
To enter into the work of preaching, it is like a cell that has been specialized.
Specialized. 因为你们跟外界教会跟外界接触的是你们，不是传道。传道像慢慢的，像我来这里啊，我没有自己。来这里两个礼拜了，我没有自己用脚踏出去大门一步。
And for me to be here for the last 2 weeks, I haven't stepped out of this church.
两次出大门是人家用车子载我去，舍利托是领会要来，去要来，就是教会跟教会当中是坐车子，怎么有个人宣道呢
？And the two times that I left this church was when I had to go to Cerritos Church to lead service, and so it's going from church to church in a car, so I didn't really leave church.
所以其实。个人宣道在做的是你们，不是我。
So how am I supposed to personally evangelize? So those who do personal evangelism is you, not me.
对，宣道很重要，大家都知道了。
We all know that evangelism is very important.
没有宣道，那个教会是死的。
Without evangelism, the church is dead.
是真的。
This is true.
如果这个教会有在宣道，是活的。
But if this church is preaching, then it is alive.
没有宣道。这个教会如果没有在宣道，你没有去那个教会，你也晓得那个教会呢在内乱。
And if this church is not evangelizing, even you don't even need to go to the church to know that there is problems in the church.
Fighting each other inside the church.
Dissension and internal fighting.
大部分是这样子。
And this is typically what it is like.
那今天让我吓一跳，怎么这么多人？我问说你来做什么
？And today I was very scared. Why are there so many people? And I asked, "What are you doing here?"
因为我人家告诉我，我以为就是说， 安息日聚会完了 ，local church 有几个青年要在一起 meeting 啊 ，fellowship， 我说好啊。
And what someone told me was that、after the Sabbath service, some youth might just stay around for a fellowship and meet together. And so I said, okay.
那么远都跑来后，最后坐下去，那 Jason 又来了。
And then people from so far away, the last person that sat down was Jason.
是不是
？Right.
应该是 Jason 吧，没有记错。
It should be Jason. I should have forgotten.
他还穿西装啊。
And he's wearing a suit too.
我刚问那个姊妹说穿这样。我今天领一天呢、啊。啊，对啊，裤子也换了。我问那个姊妹说穿这样可以，我就上台了。哎呦，他、啊。好，那今天晚上我想分三个层面来谈宣道。
And today I'd like to talk about evangelism from three different layers.
因为我看现在不用再讲什么宣道重要了，宣道得奖赏了，什么就不用了。
And I feel like talking about how evangelism is important and、we can receive reward from this. We don't need to talk about that.
那三个层面哈。
The three layers.
第一个就是思想界的，思想上的，那大部分是哲学性的。
And the first is philosophical and more conceptual.
啊，那第二个是宗教性的。
And the second is religious.
你就是第一个，你遇到他可能不信，没有神，或是说他是人文的神观的这种人。
And it's if you encounter someone that is atheist and does not believe, or
啊，那第二种呢，就是宗教人士，他可能是佛教、回教或是其他的宗教的。
And the second type of person is someone who is of another religion, such as someone who is Buddhist or Muslim.
那第三种就是基督教内的。
And the third is someone who is from a Christian denomination.
那从这个三个层面，我们来谈，所有的可能宣道的技巧，宣道你所遇到这些人或是问题，我想说用大家来用来，有人有什么问题，我们一起来谈的。
I feel as we start to discuss.Things like what you should say and problems you might encounter, we can all discuss together.
嗯，啊，如果只是我一个人讲的话，到最后你说我们这个用不上，你讲的跟我实际差太远了。
And if it's just me talking, then we might end up saying, we can't use this in our daily lives, and it is too far from reality.
但是你也要心理准备，你的问题我可能不会答。
But you must also prepare in your hearts that I might not be able to answer your questions.
我们有的问题就把它记下来。
Some questions, let us just remember them.
那我们回去祷告，看主怎么带领啊。
And then go home and pray and see how the Lord guides.
那如果能够别人有这样经验的，我们就来分享。
And if others have experience, then please share.
好吗
？Is that okay?
不然还要不有没有人其他的想法？所以是说，你今天为什么来这里啊？
Are there any other suggestions? That is to say, why are you here today? Anybody?
没有啊。好，第一个层面。
The first layer.
就是哲思性的思想界的。
That is the realm of philosophical thought and concepts.
现在是什么时代啊？
What kind of generation are we in today?
你是不是现代人？
Are you a person of the modern era?
是不是？
Yes?
是啊。
Yes.
那你太落后了。
Then you are too backward.
现在不是现代啊。
Now is not the modern times.
现在是什么？现在是后现代啊。
Here now is the postmodern times.
Postmodern. 现在这个时代是后现代的时代，不是现代。现代已经过去了。
This era is not the modern era, but the postmodern era. Modern era has passed.
是不是这样？
Is that correct?
对啦，就是这样子嘛。
That is correct.
所以我们是活在一个后现代的一个时代。
So now we are living in a society or generation that is postmodern or post-contemporary.
那什么是后现代？
What is postmodern?
后现代一个，当然，你们当中可能有人比我更知道的哈。那后现代一个很重要的一个思想就是解构，把结构解掉 destruction 啊、
oh, And
destruction. De.
And a very known characteristic of the postmodern era is a destructuralization or a taking away of structure.
是这样子的。那用就是本来有一个结构啊，它把它解掉了。
Originally there was a structure, but then they destructuralized it and took it apart.
对，那它后面的就是说你要活在一个什么一个多元的世界里面。
It also to live in a world that is very far removed.
No, 一个 pluralism.
Oh, pluralism. Oh. A multifaceted world.
哎，啊，这是思想界的很公认这样子。
And a lot of the thoughts are like this.
这个对宣道是不容易的啊。And
this is not very easy for personal evangelism.
三十年前，三十多年前，我是七九年，三十一年前我去德国的时候。
And in 79, 31 years ago when I was in Germany.
那个时候如果是谈到同学里面，如果他们谈，如当时啊谈到同性恋是很羞耻的事情。
And among students, when they talked about homosexuality, it was a very shameful thing.
30年之后现在呢?
But 30 years later, right now.
几年前我在加拿大的时候。
A few years when I was in Canada.
那个我下台之后，一个信徒说：“你不能讲那个同性恋不对哦，因为现在我们是这个国家同性恋是合法的，你讲这样违法。”And
so after I came down from the podium, someone a member told me that you shouldn't talk about homosexuality because that is not right in this country. Homosexuality is legal, so what you are talking about is illegal.
我说我是在讲圣经啊，I
said that
我还是会继续讲啊。
I'll continue speaking about this.
但我出去外面就不跟人家讲就是了。
Of course, when I leave and go outside, then I won't talk about this to others.
你骂到一个他如果是同性恋的，那你可能吃官司啊。If
you chastise someone who is homosexual,
但是我是在教会，they
might sue you.
哎，是不是？
Is that right?
你看这个世界变得多大。Look
how great this world has changed.
所以在这样一个思考的一个模式里面，多元的解构的时代里面。 这就是，若以我们宣道来讲的话，这个是很难的。And
in a society and generation where there is no structure, and with such kind of concepts and philosophies, it is very difficult to evangelize.
他若有这样的思考方式，if
they have this form of thinking,
对他来讲没有所谓的对和错。There
is no supposed right or wrong.
各样总是你选择哪样，那样就是你的对。
And whatever you choose to be right, then that is your right.
这是最难的。This
is the most difficult.
说，如果在这种思考方式下的人，如果他生活又很好的话，几乎很难叫他来信。And
under this type of thinking, if such a person is still living a good life, then it is very difficult for them to believe.
因为他无灾无病啊。Because
they don't have any disasters or sickness.
他不需要啊。They
don't need it.
他就是他的神了。And
they are their own God.
所以这个部分是难的。So
this part is very difficult.
除非神与他要拣选他，让他遇到困难，或是生病，或是他已经走不下去了。Unless
God wants to choose this person and lets this person encounter difficulty, sickness, or inability to continue on.
你像这种人宣道，你不但得不到好处，他还会笑你。
And if you preach to this person, not only do you not benefit, but they will also laugh at you.
他说：“这个什么时代了，你还在信一个神啊，一个教会啊，每个礼拜六都去聚会啊，这个头有问题啊。”What
kind of generation is this? You still believe in one God, one church, and you go to this church every week. Do you have a problem?
对，对不对？他会说你的思想被捆绑了。Your
thinking has been bound.
对，对不对？
Is that right?
其实是他的思想被捆绑了。But
in reality, it's this person's thinking that has been bound.
他被什么捆绑？
What are they bound by?
被他自己的思想捆绑。They
are bound and tied by their own thinking.
那我们呢？
What about us?
你的思想被谁捆绑了？
Who has bound your thinking?
你是找到了生命之源啊，你不要被他骗了。You
have found the fountain of life. Don't be deceived.
好，那在这个范围里面，大家有没有什么要谈的？
But within this, is there anything you want to discuss?
所以像这种人，他不一定说太有时候，几乎现在在文明世界里面不信神的人， 不多，说老实话。
And people in this society today, there are not many who believe in God, who don't believe in God.
他不会说我不相信神。
They won't say, I don't believe in God.
所以他们不相信神，就是说没有神啊。
But even though they say,
他们不会说没有神。
They won't say that there is no God.
他想说可能有一个神。
They'll say that perhaps there might be a God.
他不会因为有没有神跟你在那边辩。
They won't be debating whether or not there is a God. This is not as common.
好，这个有没有什么要谈的？
Are there any things you want to discuss about this?
就在思考界、思想界的。
And this is within the realm of conceptual and also thinking.
所以现在他们把它分开哦。
And now they have separated
思想跟你的行为。
Thinking and also actions.
他活在他的自己的意志里面。
They live under their own determination.
然后他想的是一个很宽阔的他自己的神观。
And they have their own very broad thinking of theology.
他为了自己的那个理想来活。
And they live for their own dreams and goals.
差不多这是美国文化。
And this is the culture of America.
那个奥巴马一上台他有一本书嘛。
Once Obama went on the stage, he had a book.
他的 dream fulfilled, 对不对？他的梦，就是美国梦，有没有？
His dream fulfilled, that is to say the American dream.
你看他也成为那个总统了。
And look, now he is the president.
他对不对？
Is that correct?
他奋斗过来，所以成为总统。
He was able to struggle through it, and now he is considered the president.
那我们知道这是，如果你们有没有人学戏剧的？戏剧之中有一个，theater 蛮有名的，也不是蛮有名的，在美国就是西部片，那里面也有那个什么，他的理论基础的。
And has anybody studied theater before? If you study Western films, you will know that there is theory behind it and also technique.
西部片一定都是这样子的。
Western films are always like this.
一个英雄来了。
There's a hero that comes.
他不晓得这里发生问题。
He doesn't know that there's a problem here.
一定有一个什么命案，或是一个很重要的东西。
There must be something very important.
来了，他就拼命把它解决了。
And once he comes, he'll try his best to solve this problem.
那解决完之后，最后故事一定是怎么样？
And after solving the problem, then how must the story end?
一个壮那个得胜的一个西部的壮汉。
A very strong character who has been victorious.
骑着马走向夕阳。
And he rides the horse and exits towards the sun.
然后一定有一个吹口哨或是什么歌陪伴着他离开。
And walks towards the sunset, and there is someone blowing the whistle or
他一定是
or a song playing in the background.
他挥挥衣袖，不带走一片云彩就走。
He doesn't bring back any reward. He just leaves.
那一直往前走
and keeps going forward.
所以美国 go west 就是什么样？西进啊。
So to say, go west in America.
那是一个向一直往前的，拼命的。
And that is a thinking of to constantly be moving forward and trying hard.
那你们在这里长大吗？一定有这样的想法，对不对
？And isn't it right that you have this thinking because you grew up here?
有没有？有。
Is that correct?
好，那像对这种人的那个宣道的话
，And to evangelize to someone like this，
一开始接触不容易哈。
At first, interaction is not very easy.
因为他的整个的一生就是有一个 dream。
Because this person's whole life they've had a dream.
那最后这个 dream 要怎么样？要实现。
And in the end, this dream must come true.
那一实现了啊。他一生就很高兴。
And once it has come true, then this person's whole life is happy.
就是美国的大部分人有，就是美国这个国家有这样的一个趋向。
The majority of the people in America have this thinking.
那这样的一个国家就被这样的一个思想所笼罩着。
And such a country is built up on this thinking.
那你们应该比我更熟悉啊。
And you guys are probably more familiar with this than I.
那你们怎么办？
then what should you do?
什么经验?
Any experiences?
如果没有的话就跳过去了。
If not, then we're going to skip over this.
因为可能越来越细,
because it gets more detailed.
这个思想界要讲不完了。
When we talk about philosophies and concepts, we will not end. It cannot be ended.
好，那就跳到宗教界了。
And now we will talk about the realm of religion.
现在那个 1893年, 如果记错年代记错自己更改啊。
In 1893, if I forgot, then please correct me.
第一次在芝加哥开所谓的世界宗教会议。
The first time in Chicago, there was the first religious conference.
对，那不是national，那是 worldwide。
Oh, worldwide.
世界中 World Religion Council.
Oh, World Religion Council.
对，那一年，那个世界博览会在芝加哥。 你去查查是不是?
Oh, the World Expo was in Chicago. You can check it up yourself.
那一年也是开世界宗教会议。
And that year, they also held the World Religious Council, Religion Council.
那开完之后，再隔100年再开第二次。
And after this conference, after 100 years later, they held it again.
那现在是每5年开一次，现在第5届了。
And now it is every 5 years that they hold it, and this is the 5th annual meeting.
最后一次好像去年吧。
The last time was, I think, last year.
去年在那个西班牙的巴塞隆纳。
And it was in the Spanish-speaking country, Barcelona.
好，那这个要讲什么？
And what are we talking about?
那个世界宗教会议它最主要是什么？
What is the purpose and main goal for the World Religions Council?
它是用对话代替宣道。
And they will use dialogue to bring about evangelism.
所以现在宗教界一个说辞就是很流行的就是对话。
And what is most popular in the world of religion now is dialogue.
就是宗教对话。
And to have conversations about religion.
对话就是说你讲你的，你讲你的，我讲我的，大家和平共处。
And such conversations is, I'll talk about mine, you talk about yours, and then we will come to a peaceful understanding.
那宣道呢?
But what is evangelism?
宣道是说,你错了,要来信,
evangelism
信耶稣,或是来信佛教,或是信回教。
Evangelism means to tell someone that they are wrong, and you should come believe in Jesus, or come believe in Buddhism, or Islam.
那我们现在这是个人宣道的一个
And now this is a workshop for personal evangelism.
我们是宣道的。
We are evangelizing.
如果你去参加那个世界宗教会，你会被笑掉，笑到人家大牙都掉了。
And if you go to the World Religions Council, then they might laugh at you until their teeth fall out.
现在没有在宣道的了。
People aren't evangelizing anymore.
都是什么对话，宗教对话，宗教对话，有没有听过？
It's always religious
没有啊,
conversations.
不是 conversation, 是 dialogue.
A religious dialogue.
Dialogue 跟 conversation 有没有不一样？
Dialogue 是只有两个人在讲。
对呀, 就是对话。
Oh, okay. That's religious dialogue.
好, 那在这样一个情况之下,
And under such circumstances,
那个很宗教现象，一个很特殊的宗教现象。
There is a religious phenomenon.
就是宗教融合啊。
And that is a conglomeration of religions.
就是说这个叫 syncretism， 哦，那个发音可能不太对，但是 syn 啊 syn
synchronization
syncretism
syncretism，
哎 syncretism， 应该是这样子。
It should be something like that.
只是 宗教的掺揉融合，
and this is a mixing and molding together of religions.
那个你们听过法轮功吧？
Have you heard of
法轮功？ 是啊，他们就是法轮功。 有没有？好，不然的话你听过没有？ 这个现在比较少了，就是那个 青云大师，
Have you heard of Qingyun?
或是, 那个海, 青海无上师, 听过没有?
Who, this master, Qinghai.
青海什么都拜哦。
And this person, Qinghai,
你叫讲耶稣, 他也会讲哦。
If you talk about Jesus, he can talk about it too.
青海是差不多十几年前我对他比较熟。 现在也因为事情太多了，没有再跟踪就是。
Ten some years ago, if you talked about Qinghai with me, then I would be able to keep up. But now, because of I don't keep up anymore, I won't know as much.
因为我在神学院是教跟宗教有关系的，所以也要知道人家做什么嘛。
And I've been teaching religion at TTP, so I have to know what others are doing.
像这些都是什么？那个宗教的融合的。
And what are all these things? These are a mixing and conglomeration of religions.
那个李洪志啊，他那一本哦，你们不要看哦，看了中毒，我不负责。
And there is a person Lin Hongzi, and he's written something, but don't read it because you might be poisoned.
他有
and I'll not be responsible.
那是法轮功啊，有没有？那转法轮有没有
？And he wants to monetize on Falun Gong.
那个我十几年前有真的用心把它看。
And about 10 some years ago, I actually
他最主要的那一本，但是你们不要看了。我是讲真的，his main piece of work,
but don't read it.
现在可能比较没有那么严重，当时哈。Perhaps
it's not as severe now, but at that time,
有教会弟兄念了，他后来就会变了。There
was a church brother who read it, and later he changed.
真的。It's
true.
他那个是说，哦，这是另外的了哈。 讲太多，我们又不是在介绍法轮功。
It's talking about, but we are talking about it too much. We're not talking about Falun Gong.
但我是传道做个结论，它里面有很重的邪淫的工作。如果你不小心掉进去，很难出来。But
I'm a preacher, and I can tell you that there are evil spirits working in this text. So once you fall into it, then you will not be able to come out easily.
他刚出来的时候，那个时候是真的，那个邪淫工作很重。
When it first came out, the work of the evil spirits was very strong.
你只要心里有动摇的话，邪灵马上来。
If you have some instability in your heart, then the evil spirit will immediately come.
当那个转法轮正转反转，那个小心，就是我，你不要去看就是了。
And these sorts of things with Falun Gong, don't read it at all.
有兴趣我们可以讨论，就是私下讨论。
And we could talk about the thinking behind it.
好，我是用这个例子说，现在的宗教界就是一个什么对话的一个时代。And
now in the realm of religion, it is a time of dialogue.
所以，无论是学术界或是真正的宗教界，都是在对话。And
whether it is true religious or also academic form of religion, it is all dialogue.
所以，大学里面几乎常常。 大学里面常常会开这种 symposium， 就是宗教对话。And
universities many times will hold symposiums, which are these religious dialogues.
那真正的各地，就是那些宗教的宗教人士，他们也是常常在参加这种宗教对话。And
local area people who participate in these religious conferences, they oftentimes have these dialogues.
他们最后的思想是什么？And
their final thinking, what is it?
就是世界有一个最高的主宰。There
is the highest master in the world.
就是哦，万法归一宗啊，所有的路都是怎么样，到最顶的那个追求到最顶峰的那个存在。And
all roads and religions they lead you to this highest master. So that's what it centers on.
所以他们是你讲你的，我讲我的，大家都一起来啊，不要大家互相骂。
And let us not yell at each other, but we'll talk about what we believe in, and then we're all heading toward the same direction.
所以在这样的话，你是基督教，也是对话嘛。
So then in this way, you are a Christian, but you are also participating in dialogue.
那个，赛珍珠。 Pearl 嘛 ，Pearl Buck 还是什么
？Pearl Dock
不是 ，Park 还是 Buck？
Pearl's Buck。
但是美国那个诺贝尔奖得主啊
，He is a Nobel Prize winner in the U.S.
你没有读啊，很有名，就是大地啊。
This is someone very famous.
在描写中国大陆中国的很有名的嘛。
He describes China.
他的爸爸是宣道士啊。
His father was an evangelist.
他都讲了。
Earl, what?
不是，那个。
It's not that.
他的思想是超越基督教的。
His thinking has surpassed Christianity.
哪里有爱，哪里就有基督。
Wherever there is love, there is Christ.
对他来讲，那个没有信耶稣的人也可以是基督徒。
And for him, it is to say, someone who doesn't believe in Christ can still be a Christian.
他是分开的。
He is separated.
耶稣跟基督是怎么样？不是要同一个的。对你来讲，耶稣就是基督，基督就是耶稣，耶稣跟基督分不开。
And, Jesus and Christ are separated, but for us, we know that Jesus and Christ are not.
那对他
This person was Pearl S. Buck.
好，那把宗教看成都是一致的，他们的想法是基督是一个 title.
And for religion, it has become on the same plane, and Christ is just a title.
耶稣是一个人。
Jesus was a person.
好，那他们也可以，那个 Buddha 哈，也可以是基督。
And Buddha can also be Christ.
那耶稣也可以是 Buddha.
Jesus can also be Buddha.
耶稣佛。
Jesus of the Buddha.
因为佛也是什么是佛？佛就是什么抉择了。
And what is佛？ And that is determination.
No, enlightened.
Oh, enlightenment.
Enlightened 吧。
Enlightened.
你就是 enlightened， 你已经是觉悟了，就是佛。
Once you have been enlightened, then you are a divine being.
你一觉悟就成佛了。
And once you have been enlightened, then you are considered a Buddha.
你一放下屠刀，马上成佛，是那一念当中。
And once you have put down your sword, and you are enlightened, then you have become Buddha.
所以谁都可以成佛。
So then anybody can be Buddha.
所以如果是这样子的话，在宗教对话里面他们就相通了。
And if it is like this in religious dialogue, then they make sense.
那就是大家都在追求。
Everybody's pursuing.
那追求到最后有一个终极的目标。
And at the end of the pursuit, there is a central goal.
那个 Paul Tilly 知道吗？保罗天利克。
And you know,
Paul Tilly.P-A-U-L-T-I-L-L-I-C-H
Paul Tillich
T-I-L-L-I-C-H 但是纽约神学 New York Theological Seminary 的他已经死了教授很有名的
And this is a professor from the New York Theological Seminary who has passed away He's very famous
他说什么是宗教
He asked what is religion
宗教就是终极的关怀Ultimate concern. Ultimate concern.
Religion is the ultimate concern.
就是终极的关怀，他用这样来讲。
And he called it the ultimate concern.
好，佛教是不是符合呢？也是啊。
And Buddhism is under this, isn't it?
回教也是啊。
So is Islam.
你看回教他们有的很勇敢啊，就绑炸弹撞了。
If you look at the Muslims there, some of them are very courageous. They just put on the bombs and.
那有时有的不是开玩笑的。
Some are not kidding.
他们撞之前，他也晓得撞了会死啊，死就回不来了。
Before they have suicide bombing, they know that they're going to die.
但是他们还是那么勇敢。
But they are that brave.
因为他们相信撞了就见阿拉。
Because they know that if they perform the suicide bombing, they will meet Allah. This is true.
那他们是有终极关怀嘛，对不对？
And this is the
他们所关心的 concern 就是终极的见阿拉嘛。
Because what they are concerned about is the ultimate being, which is Allah.
那你呢
？And what about you?
你一定说死了去见耶稣嘛。
And then when you, what are you going to say?
死了上天堂。
You're going to say that once you die, you meet Jesus.
It's ultimate concern.
And you also believe in ultimate concern.
那这样的话，整个宗教就怎么样打平了嘛
？If you say that, then all the religions have been linearized.
如果你陷入到这种情况之下，你还有胆子去宣道吗
？And equalize. And if you enter into something like this, then are you still going to go evangelize?
会不会
？Would you? You'll be kind of scared, and they are all the same now, right?
那附带讲一下,
and we'll talk about the consequences.
世界最可怕的是什么?
Oh, supplement. Oh, what is the scariest thing in the world?
其实是宗教.
It is religion.
万一哦, 以后你死了, 啊, 没有天堂,
if after you die, wow, there was no heaven.
你再也没有机会说你这个秃头的骗我。
You have no chance to say you have lied to me.
You bald-headed.
You bald-headed person have lied to me.
我们常常看到有人感情被骗了，对不对？
And sometimes we will see that emotionally people are deceived.
你的 love 被骗了。
Someone has.
但是你到最后花钱，你要说你薄情郎，至少会骂他一句这样子。
And if someone has tricked you into loving them, then you can at least say, you bold-headed person.
对不对? 薄情郎嘛。 因为你感情被骗了。 你还有机会至少骂他一句薄情郎, 因为你骗我感情啊。
After you've been deceived, you can still say, you
不是我了。
Not me.
对不对?
Is that correct?
你 有钱嘛, huh?
You have money, right?
那我就说跟你借个钱。
And then so I'll say, I want to lend money from you.
好, 借5块。
I'll borrow $5.
每一天给你1块钱的利息。
I'll give you a lease of $1.
你高兴吧?
Interest of $1, would you be happy?
5块钱你5天之后就要变10块了。
$1 interest per day. And so after 5 days, your $5 has become 10.
一年就300...
And after a year, then you have $370. You would be very happy, right?
那我说死了再付给你啊。
And then I'll tell you, I'll give it to you after I die.
你会怎么样? 你说就5块钱送给你好了。
I'll just give you the $5.
开玩笑嘛, 对不对?
I'm just kidding, right?
宗教是不是这样?
Is religion like this?
没有一样东西能够骗你骗到死, 死了之后你还高高兴兴,死了。
And nothing can deceive you until you die, and you would still die happily.
对不对? 最可怕,
that is the scariest thing.
但是每个人都往宗教挤啊。
However, everybody is squeezing into religion.
但是这从圣经讲，这是自然的， 因为人里面有那个什么神的样子形象， 有永生在里面， 追求永生。
However, in the Bible, we know that this is very natural in man because man has the likeness of God and they will pursue eternal life.
那个Bonpark有一个弟兄， 我好久没有见到了。
There's a brother in Baldwin Park that I have not seen for a very long time.
Albert.
Albert.
以前在他家家庭聚会。
在台湾。
我很怀念他。
I miss him.
为什么?
One time I was at his house for
因为以前常常在他家聚会。
Why? Because one time I was at his house for service.
菲比, 那个时候他们都很小, 在那边高中。
They were all very young at that time. And
那有一次聚会完之后。
And one time after service,
他说传道你有空吗? 我说有啊。
He said, Pastor, do you have some time? And I said, yes.
他就带我, 因为在客厅聚会嘛, 那他带后面, 我心里, 在走的时候, 我心里说, 是不是家庭, 吵架, 还是怎么, 帮, 带到后面去, 个别谈话, 就心里想说, 啊, 求主怜悯。
And so we were having service in the living room, and he was taking me to the back to talk to me. And I was thinking, did they have some problem in their family that he had to take me so far away, and I was praying that God would have mercy.
但到后面他一只狗跑来了。And
so when we got to the back, a dog ran out.
他说传道这只狗呢是那个德国的牧羊犬哦，在德国受训的讲德文，你跟他讲几句话。He
said, Pastor, this dog is a shepherd dog and he has been trained in Germany, so please speak some German to him.
德国的牧羊犬好像蛮有名的嘛。
And the shepherd dogs in Germany are pretty famous. German shepherds.
他那个那是用德文训练的。
And they are trained using German.
我那时候想说啊，我变成狗传道啊。And
I said to myself, I've become a preacher of dogs.
那我只好跟他讲几句德文啊。And
so I said, I might as well speak a few phrases of German.
要真的叫他跑，跑就跑，叫他跳，叫他跳，懂。
And when I told him to run or jump, he would run or jump. And truly, this dog knows some German. And this dog was very expensive.
在非洲啊。
In Africa.
那个我们有一个那个奈及利亚一个传道。
In Nigeria, there is a preacher.
三十几岁了都还没结婚，我说你不想结婚吗
？He's 30-some years old, and then he hasn't gotten married yet. So I asked him, "You do not want to?"
他说很想啊。
He says, "I do very much."
但没钱啊。
But I don't have enough money.
我说多少钱
？How much money do you have?
他说两头牛啊。
I have two bulls, oxen.
需要两头牛。我说两头牛多少
？He needs two oxen.
这是十几年前
了。This is a few ten some years ago.
他说一条牛那差不多70-100美金呢。
And one ox is about $70 to $100 US dollars.
他存了好久好久那个什么，你存不到200美金了。
And he has been saving so much money, but he cannot save up to $200 US.
但是不是说每个人结婚是两头牛？你要看你娶的那个对象。
And that is not to say that everybody.
他那个是没有，就是没有小学毕业，两头牛。
And for someone who has not graduated from elementary school, you will need two oxen to marry this person.
那我另外一次是一个弟兄，他是。不是每个那个非洲的弟兄姊妹都很穷啊！我遇到最有钱的是在非洲，不骗你。
And one time I met a brother,
我们的信徒里面
another brother who was a believer, and not all Africans are poor. The richest African, richest person I ever met was in Africa.
但是因为我不晓得你家里面有多少钱，就是嘛。但是那个弟兄有够有钱啊！
But I don't know how much money you have at home. But this person, this brother, was extremely rich.
他现在住在那个杜拜啊。
He lives in Dubai right now.
住杜拜，你一讲那个 tower 哈，一个那个，人家就知道是住在哪里。他那个房间哦，一个晚上都要超$1,000去住的。
And so if you talk about this tower in Dubai, it costs over $1,000 US dollars to live there one night.
我就说你要省点钱啊，那用钱好像在开自来水一样。
And I told them you have to save some money because you spend money like faucet water.
他家五辆车子，四个司机哦。
And he has five cars at home and four chauffeurs.
不要说他请的人，就是那个车子跟那个司机，每个月都好几，应该上万的美金的支出。
Don't even talk about his servants, just the chauffeurs and the car. Every month is much money.
那我讲穷的是穷了，有钱是有钱，让你有一个 balance。你不要每次讲到非洲就穷，没有。
When I talk about poor, I give you the poorest example. And when I talk about rich, I give you the riches. Because every time you think about Africa, don't just think that they're all poor.
那去非洲也是这样。其实我去非洲都是想享受。为什么？你去非洲不用带奖章，也不用带什么，去那边就不敢说度假，其实是很 relax。
And I always enjoy going to Africa because when I go, I don't really have to bring any sermon outlines because it's very enjoyable. I wouldn't want to say a vacation, but it's just really relaxing.
这么穷的一个传道。
Such a poor preacher.
感谢主了，后来人家帮助他，他结婚了，两头牛。
And thank God someone helped him, and he was able to marry later two oxen.
现在有四个孩子了吧
？And now he has about four children.
你看，你从来没有看说这里几条美国狗啊在一起开一个狗教会。
And you've never seen dogs in the U.S. opening up a church for dogs.
因为狗在这里够享受，够高贵嘛，对不对？
Because dogs really enjoy life here.
美国的狗啊，其实有时候它的生活，它你们这边给它吃的，给它住的，看医生啊，你们给它住那个什么住 hotel 了，不是吗？
And they have very high standards of living because in the U.S. they you feed them very well and also have good places for them to live and it's like living at hotels for them.
狗生活还比
take them to the hospital.
非洲落后的地方还水准还高啊。
And the living standard for dogs here is even higher than the most back.Underdeveloped areas in Africa.
但是绝对没有宗教性。
But there's absolutely no religious beliefs.
但是因为人有宗教性。
But because man has religion.
所以我刚讲的了，现在就会发生这种事情。
Then they will have such issues that we talked about.
你看这个世纪哈，越来对宗教越怎么样，越关心了。
And we can see that in this century.That people are caring more about religion.
从上世纪末到现在，发展最快的是什么？是印度教。
Until now, what has developed the most?
印度教现在几乎是深入到西方社会的中上阶级的人。
And Hinduism has entered into the top realm of the U.S., of the Western society.
那并且是高水准的。
And it's a very high standard.
那个上世纪的末就有所谓的 New Age movement, 对不对？
And near the end of the last century, there was a New Age movement.
但是现在这个 movement 好像慢慢的扩散出去了。以前这个 New Age movement 的大本营在哪里？
And it seems like it is dissipating now. But what was the main reason that this occurred, the New Age movement?
是在加州啊。
Oh, the greatest, greatest impact, the center of the New Age movement.
在哪里？在好莱坞啊。
And it was in Hollywood.
好莱坞有很多的影星啊，他是大力推展的。
And there are a lot of celebrities in Hollywood that promoted this.
上个世纪是那个Shirley MacLaine， 认识吗？我是不太认识。Shirley MacLaine。哎 ，Shirley MacLaine， 我发音不正确。
From the previous century.
他的书我看几本了。
And I read some of her books.
他因为我对他不下。我是看书了，我没有看过他的电影，我也不会看，就是了。
I've only been reading books, and
I haven't seen
movies.
都没有看嘛，对不对？你也不知道，不知道这个人啊。
So you don't know this person, right?
所以我也不知道他有没有名啊。
Is she famous?
啊，不知道。
I don't know.
但是他是很大力推展啊。
But this person, really forcefully promoted this.
他那个是以印度教为基础的。
And that is to, promote Hinduism.
对，那从印度教发展出来的所谓的 New Age movement.
And the New Age movement that came out of Hinduism.
那，二十世纪的末后来呢，那个佛教也出来了。
And near the end of the 20th century, the Buddhism also came out.
以前哦，如果是五十年、六十年以前，佛教，然后是和尚，或是尼姑。大家都啊，怎么会去当和尚、当尼姑就没事做？或是，但现在不一样啊。
But about 50-60 years ago, if you talk about Buddhism and becoming a monk, then people would say, "Why would you go and become a monk?"
现在他们那些大师哈、
But it's not like that anymore.
和尚他们都 PhD 了。
Some of their masters and monks, they're all PhDs.
是真的。
This is true.
不一样了。
It's different now.
现在和尚，或是尼姑，他们都是高学历的。
A lot of monks nowadays have very high levels of education.
那是向世界传了。
And they preach toward the world.
好，所以在这样一个宗教界里面
，So in such a religious realm,
你一定说是基督教对嘛，对不对
？You will definitely say that Christianity is correct, right?
从宗教界来讲的话，他们也只是把耶稣当成其中之一教主。
And from the realm of religion, they consider Jesus as just one of the beliefs.
并且以宗教对话为主的这个主流现在是很流行。
And these religious dialogues, the main theme.
最主要的 stream 哈。
The mainstream is very popular.
对。所以你遇到了其他的宗教的。
These dialogues are popular. Have you encountered other religions?
你怎么跟他传呢？
How are you going to preach to them?
除非他遇到什么不能解决的事情。
Unless they encounter something that they cannot solve.
不能也是不容易啊。如果他信得很深，在他里面的话。
If not, then it is not very easy because they might believe something very deeply already.
对不对？你只能讲说耶稣是主啊。
Is that correct? Because you can only say that Jesus is the Lord.
那在这个宗教比较当中，哦。
And in this comparison of religions,
你只能。
Can only,
你只能做什么？有没有什么问题啊
？What can you only do?
啊，可以提问题啊。
You can ask questions.
那没有的话，就讲到最后一个了。
If not, then we'll talk about the last thing.
那最后一个也是最，可能是最实际的。
The last one is probably the most practical.
当然，最后一个就是个人的，然后那
Of course, the last one is personal.
现在第三个就是基督教界的。
But the third one is in the world of Christianity.
基督教界现在有几个板块，几个不一样的 territory 哈。
In the realm of Christianity, there are different territories.
最大的板块就是在基督教界。就是里面就是天主教，他们人数最多。
The biggest realm of in the biggest territory in the realm of Christianity is Catholicism.
那第二个就是所谓的换基督教。
And the second,
基督教就是在那个 ecumenical movement 之下的基督教。
It's the ecumenical movement of Christianity.
那就是那个基督教那个什么协会之下的这些基督教。 就是那个在
And this is on all the cults.
Ecumenical 是不是
Ecumenical
因为这是
all the ecumenical Christians.
All the Christians, they unite together. And then ecumenical.
All the Christian denominations, they
譬如说哈,
come together and create this
路德会,
like the Lutherans,
长老会,
or the
圣公会, 浸信会, 他们每, 每四年吧, 有一个 ecumenical, 有一个那个, council.
Every 4 years, they have an ecumenical council.
1984年, 他们在南美的利马, 通过一个, 通过一个决议,
they were in Lima in 1984, and they had a meeting, and they had a resolution.
三个互相通, 三个东西互相通,
three things they agreed upon.
洗礼通, 洗礼啦,
water baptism.
如果你在长老会洗礼, 去路德会, 他接受, 通。
If you are baptized in a Protestant church, and you go to a Lutheran church, then this transfers.
第二个, 那个, accept, you will be accepted.
It's acceptable.
You baptize in Lutheran church, then now you go to another place, they accept you in Presbyterian church as a member. 是这样子的。洗礼通, 那再来就是, 圣餐通。
The next is Holy Communion.
就是你在,
agreement in Holy Communion.
长老会可以 领受圣餐去路德会也可以, 两边都可以。
That is to say, if you go to a Protestant church and you can receive Holy Communion there, you can also go to a Lutheran church and receive Holy Communion there.
第三个是圣职通, ministry.
And the third is an acceptability in ministry.
就是说你在这个教会被安立, 牧师, 这些教会你去, 他们都要接受你。 是一个牧师。
That is to say, if you are ordained as a minister in one of the churches, all the other churches must accept you as a minister as well.
所以这种教会叫做那个什么, ecumenical church.
And these churches are called ecumenical churches.
没听过吗? 应该有吧。 好,那这个开始是在好像1901年在爱丁堡第一次开会议的。
In 1901,
那一直到现在哦,
there is a conference in Edinburgh, and it is up all the way up till now.
这是一个很大的板块。
This is a large territory.
好，那再来呢，就是一些个别的一些教派。
And next are individual denominations.
譬如说那个耶和华见证会。
Just like Jehovah's Witness.
好，譬如说那个什么，摩门教。
Or the Mormon denomination.
还有在中国什么耶稣家庭教会
or in China there is a Jesus Family Church
那我们机会所 但机会所现在好像比较分散 他们比较看起来各地方有的都自立 一个是什么雅各的 他自己, 他应该以前是机会所的 但现在任雅各 认识吗?
There's another denomination.
因为我也看过他的书嘛, 但你们不要看就是了。
Someone named James. He also used to be part of this denomination.
我的意思是说,我讲人不是乱讲的。
He also wrote a book, but don't read that book either. And what I'm trying to say is that when I'm talking about people, I'm not just making things up.
有时候我们讲人乱讲,乱讲,讲到最后, 但你的结论是对的, 但是呢,你的过程是错的。
Sometimes we talk about people and we keep talking and we get confused ourselves and our conclusion is right, but then the process is wrong.
为什么?
Why is that?
因为你不晓得他们做什么，但是你结果已经是对。
But the result is the conclusion is most often right.
因为真耶稣教会是唯一的教教会啊。
It's always right because
所以你无论讲他们错错都是一定是错。
Because
true Jesus church is. 他们没有错这个啊。
That can be saved, and so matter what you say, they're always going to be wrong.
但是他没有错这个，你讲他错啊。
But if they're not wrong in something and you say that they're wrong.
因为你想他应该错这样子。
Because you think that they must be wrong in this area.
那这样就不公平
了。And that's not very fair.
那这些就是比较个别的。
And these are the more personal, individual.
那譬如说那个什么，新约教会。
Or the New Testament church.
像这些都是比较个别的。
These are all very individual churches.
那这些一般都是宣称呢。他们是独一的，他们是最好的。
And these typically will say that they are the only church or that they are the best church.
好，那在基督教界里面你会遇到这些。
And in the realm of Christianity, you will encounter these.
罗马天主教一般来讲的话，他信徒多，但是他们的信仰根基大部分都是什么？靠传统。
How, that is to say also the Roman Catholic Church, they have many, many members, but they rely on tradition, in their rooting of faith.
他们那信仰基础都是不是非常深呢、啊、
？Their foundation in faith is not very deep.
但是他们有他们的传统。
But they have their traditions.
他们的习惯。
Their formalities.
好，那在整个大块的这个所谓的教派联合的这个宗派里面呢
？And in this large territory of an integration of many different denominations.
看着有的很。追求有的也普通普通。
Some people are very pursuing and in they pursue very greatly, but some are just very typical.
那最后的这个个别的教派的话，我们就要请我们的什么这弟兄，他是那个他是你以前在这个水晶宫聚会的吗？还不是？你是聚会所这个这水晶宫不是李长寿？李长寿这里有总部啊？那是
安纳
海吗？他总部在这里啊。对呀、啊，对呀、啊，他也是死在这里的嘛，对不对？那个他们是 Watchman Lee 啊，那现在是 Brother Lee， 就是 Watchman Lee 啊。
And when we talk about other denominations, we're going to invite.His brother to come up and speak, and he used to be part of the denomination that.
他们的人要来这次要也不容易哦，对不对？
For people from that denomination, to
come to
his church is not very easy. And I don't know how it happened. Perhaps God moved him.
他们也是很硬的。
They are very, very hard.
好，那这是另外一个板块。
And this is another territory.
那当然从东方来的就是拜偶像那些人呐、
啊。Of course, those from Asia they worship idols.
对、啊、有的人就是对宗教也没有什么兴趣，或是没有什么体验，他就是为三餐生活在拼命的。
And a lot of them don't have much pursuit, in their lives of faith. They're just working.
好，我看现在我们就讲到这里哈，再从这里。大家来讨论一下有没有什么问题，大家来谈。
We will talk up to here. And if there are any questions, let's please discuss them now.
我只是讲现象，我并没有讲说怎么去做。
I'm talking about occurrences and phenomena. And I haven't really talked about how to go about them.
那你的体验，你的经验是什么？
And what is your experience and understanding?
你个人的宣道的当中遇到了什么问题，或是你遇到的很好的例子？
What kind of problems have you occurred in your own personal evangelism? Or what are some examples?
好，那现在开放。
And now it was open to
you. 我也是讲了一个多钟头了，现在换你们了。
I've talked an hour.
好，来，请弟兄，请你来。来来。
Please come. I don't want to go on stage.
上台又没有关系，这可以听到你啊。
It's okay if you go on stage. I think I'll hear you. Can't talk too long.
Okay.
I have some back problems, so I'll just
talk. 大声一点呢、啊。
I'll talk more practically.
那个我是2003年受洗在真耶稣教会，那时候我的家就住在这个对面，在走路5到5分钟。
I received water baptism in 2003 into the True Jesus Church at Baldwin Park, And one time I passed through this church and I usually drive on the certain road.
Lock.
And I saw the sign that it said True Jesus Church, and so I drove in one day. And I didn't have time to brake, and my car just went into the church. I didn't even have time to stop it. And since I had already come to this church, I thought I might as well check out what this church is like. And at the entrance of the church, there were many brothers and sisters seated there. And I asked them, what kind of church is this? And they said, you didn't know this is True Jesus Church. We're a church here. All the other places are just councils and places of meeting. They're not really churches. And these are called local churches because depending on where you live, then you can go to a church that is in that area. Like if you live in Baldwin Park, you'll go to a church in Baldwin Park. And so I looked at these brothers and sisters and I thought to myself, if you're the true church, and so we must be the false churches because your sign says that you're the true Jesus church, and a true church there can only be one and the other ones must be false. And so I felt I should take a look to see what is true and what is false. So I try my best to come to Bible study on every Tuesday. Because it only takes 5 minutes to walk here, so I came every week for Bible study. I thought, how come the truth and the Bible is the same? We both have the same Bible, but how come they read something different? And this Bible doesn't say the true Jesus church there. It just says the church in Corinth or the church in Jerusalem. There are only names of places. And church is the body of Christ and it is the house of God. Why is there a name? And Li Changso, who was the person leading our services back then, every city he would establish a church, and everywhere there would be a church. And if you believe in the Lord, then you just have service there. You can't, and you can't say that just because I don't like the church in this city, I'm going to switch to another church in another city. Like you can't say, I don't like the church in Baldwin Park, so I'll go to the one in Irvine. Church is our house. It is like our mother. You cannot say that I don't like this church, so I'll go to another house. And every time this Watchman Nee talks about church, he says that church is like a lighthouse and it must shine light wherever a church is. And so when brothers and sisters at the True Church knelt down to pray, they started to move their mouths and tongues. And I thought, how come I don't understand what they're saying?
那个零年就哒哒哒哒哒，就是很快很快，啪啪啪啪，叫你哈利路亚哈利路亚亚，他很反对讲这个零年。
And he opposed the speaking of tongue. And he would always talk about other churches like the New Testament church. But he never talked about True Jesus Church. And when someone who has spoken in other tongues or spiritual tongue, they will say that you have either been poisoned or you have an evil spirit on you. And so since I've entered the True Jesus Church, I go to service every week. I've even brought my wife to believe. And when they saw our church pray, then she said, she started to shake and said, I cannot take this. And I said, oh, have some patience. Because when I first started coming, I also had the same feeling. And so when I went to True Jesus Church, I saw that from young to old, there were many different people praying, and they would pray there sometimes for 30 minutes. And for 30 minutes, they would still continue praying, and if it was not real, then they wouldn't be able to do that. And different types of people would pray in different tongues. Sometimes people would clap their hands, or they would have different forms when they are praying. Some people will whistle, some people will say hallelujah, or even sing. And it's not like a military or like an army when people will shout a command. Everyone will do something in uniformity, but rather it's not organized and structured that way. And so I thought that going to service should be on Sundays, on the Lord's Day. And so I thought, it should be Sunday. Why did they change it to Saturday? For 30 years, going to service, it's always been on Sunday. It's always on the Lord's Day that we break bread. But they don't even break bread here. And they have service on Saturdays. And it's like a Sabbath service. Oh, Seventh-day Adventist. And then, so they told me to be careful and not to walk down the wrong path. Thank the Lord. And so I read a lot of evangelical publications and other publications like the Holy Spirit Monthly. And so the Lord brought me to Whittleville. He brought me to far places and also somewhere near Las Vegas in the desert. And I was baptized for 2 years and I saw a Daniel Liu brother, Ho. Daniel Ho. And he was working there. And after work, he would come to my place to have service on Tuesdays. And after service, we wouldn't talk too much. We would just kneel down and pray. And then after praying, we would open the Bible. I'll read one verse, and then he'll read another, and we'll keep reading. And then after we read, he will explain it, and then we won't speak much. And from this couple, I saw that there was God, that God was with them, and there truly was God.
So
So for me, to be sitting here, I praise and thank God because I've been through many churches, and I don't know if it was wasting time or if it was torture. And it's just like Moses leading the Israelites out leading them out of Egypt into Canaan. And I feel like I was in the desert for 30-some years. And so I thank God.
Hallelujah.
From his testimony, we can discover two important
factors. 道理, and
the first is a problem with truth. And the second is the people that he was among, that he communicated with.
但是总结就是神拣选,
but the final conclusion is that God had chosen him.
我们看一下罗马书第八章,
let us look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章,
Romans chapter 8.
从26节, 这我们很熟悉的了,
Chapter 8, verse 26. We are very familiar with this passage.
就是我们软弱啦, 圣灵帮助啦,
when we are weak, the Holy Spirit will help us.
我们不晓怎么祷告啦, 圣灵用亲自说不出来, 叹息替我们祷告啦,
we don't know how to pray, and then the Holy Spirit will intercede for us and pray for us.
监察人心的, 晓得圣灵意思啦,
and he who searches our hearts knows
27节,
the mind of the Spirit.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求,
because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will.
说我们都是圣徒啦,
and so we are all saints.
那圣徒这个怎么来的呢?
But how do we become saints?
接下来28节了, 8章28节,
chapter 8, verse 28.
万事互相效力,
we know that all things work together for good.
所谓的互相效力就是互相影响,
and it says all things work together for good, that it,
for good, 不一定good, work together.
Work together, that means for many people to,
这就是因果,
work together.
因果关系嘛,
and that is to have cause and effect and influence amongst each other.
但是如果你爱神,
and if you love God, then you will receive benefit.
那是谁呢?
And who are these? It is to those who are called according to his purpose.
刚刚做见证的弟兄呢, 那个地方叫做是召会嘛, 他们的书我是看了一点就是了。
And where this brother used to be from, I've read some of their publications before.
你说你透身全集哦, 还有他们的福音书房出的书, 福音书房, 你们是福音, 以前是福音书房吗? 召会, 其他都是什么样, 工会嘛, 说其他叫做工会, 就是使徒时代那个工会那个
Sanhedrin.
但是呢, 要叫他们来的话, 是要被召的人。
So for people to come to our church from their denomination, they have to be chosen.
29节, 因为他预先所知道的人, 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
好,30节,
30.
预先所定下的人又召他们来。
Moreover, before he predestined, these he also called.
所召来的人又称他们为义。
Whom he called, these he also justified.
所成为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And whom he justified, these he also glorified.
这是保罗把这个救恩用五个层面来陈述。
And Paul uses five layers to talk about the fulfillment of salvation.
我们能够知道的只有后面这两个, 就是那个什么或是三个啦, 就是招, 但是招我们有时候看不见, 我们能知道就是称义跟得荣耀。
And what we usually know are the last two, which is justified and glorified, or the last three, called, but sometimes we do not see that.
在罗马书称义就是接受洗礼,
and in
耶稣的宝血,
Romans, to be justified is to receive water baptism through the blood of precious blood of Jesus.
那这之前的神预先知道,
but before, God has predestined us, and he knows us.
预先定下,
he has foreknew and predestined.
所以一个人的得救是不容易的。
So the salvation of one is not easy.
在神的经纶里面, 他神预先定下，预先知道，把你招来。
In the records and books of God, God has predestined us before.
但是我不是在讲预定论啊。
But I'm not talking about predestination.
预定哈，这个是从人来想，这是矛盾的。
Predestined, this is something very contradictory.
不是，这是那个 paradox.
Oh, it's a paradox.
神有没有预定？如果以神来讲
，Did God predestine?
如果神的存在是昔在、今在、以后永在。
And if God's existence was to come, and is to come.
Was, is, and will,
will
to come.
And is to come.
这样的一个存在有没有预定
？Such an existence is there predestination?
这个问题是错误的问题。
This is a wrong question.
因为预定是要有时间空间呢。
Because predestination requires time.
你没有时间，超越时间有没有预定？
If there is no time, but beyond time, is there such thing as predestination?
预定是在时间里面来讲的吗
？Predestination is within the limits of time.
那神是超越时间。
But God is not in the limits of time.
对，在这样的一个层面来讲，没有办法想象。
And in such a realm of thinking, you cannot imagine.
但是有没有预定？圣经有啊。
But is there predestination? The Bible says so.
因为是神进入历史里面
，because God entered history，
是跟人一样
，and he has become like man。
所以那个以弗所书说神是什么样？超越众人之上，住在众人之中，进入众人里面。所以这是三层面。那我们只有一个层面了，我们坐在时空之下，逃不出去。
And so Ephesians says that God is who is above all and through all and in you all, and we are in man, so we cannot escape.This limitation.
所以刚刚我们听了那个见证之后
，So after we heard the testimony,
属于耶稣的他就会召来。
Those who belong to Jesus will be called.
但是这个话不是你来讲的
，But this is not for you to say.
我们只能怎么样，尽量的去传，我们不知道是哪一个。
All we can do is try our best to preach because we do not know who it is.
但是一个很重要就是什么
？But something very important.
道理你一定要好。
What is it? That is that we have to be good on the truth.
他所讲的，我们跟别的教会不一样在哪里
？What is the difference from us and other churches？
安息日要讲的对吗
？You have to say talk about Sabbath correctly。
洗礼、洗脚礼、圣餐礼，这个是我们特殊的。
Water baptism, foot washing, Holy Communion. This is where we are different。
如果讲爱啦，讲谦卑温柔，我们不一定讲的比别人好哦。
If you talk about love, humility, and meekness, we probably might not be able to say it better than others to be true。
但是呢，神给我们的就是得救的要道。
But what God has given us is salvation.
那时代在改变哈。
And times are changing.
得救要道不会变。
However, the form to salvation does not change.
你正主父洗礼跟现在洗礼一样。
The truth of salvation will not change. Water baptism back then and water baptism now will not be different.
现在有些外教会他们洗礼改变了。
And some other churches they have changed their water baptism.
在德国。有一个外教的牧师，他说：“你要洗礼，像正式教会，我也可以跟你洗啊。”
And there is
没问题啊。
From non-TJC, another denomination in Germany, he says, "If you want me to baptize like TJC, I can do it too."
对不对？他们信徒，他说：“你去正式教不用，他们说要活水，那这些我都可以来。”
And they said, "Oh, you want to go to Jesus Church? You don't need to. I can
去河里面，对不对？
And then go to a river."
他能接受，他不是说不能接受。
And he'll accept it. It's not that he won't accept it.
他们会改变了，
change,
他们会容忍了。但是
change according to man.
从我曾祖父到现在不会改变。
But from then all the way till now, it will not change.
那在这方面，我们就如果要去宣道，要自己要站得稳了，不然人家讲两句你就倒了。
So in this form, we have to be able to stand firm because if other people say one or two phrases, we might fall. We will fall.
还有在。刚刚他所提到的一个问题就是教会论的问题。
And something else that he mentioned was ecclesiology.
你还相信真主教会是唯一的救教会吗
？It's the theory of church. And do you believe that True Jesus Church is the only church that can still be saved?
讲这种话的人越来越少，不是越来越少，就有些人不太敢讲。
And some people are afraid to say things like this.
有几种原因啊。
And there are a few reasons.
一个是你根本没有这样的。自信你也讲不出来。
And first is you do not have this confidence, and you cannot say that True Jesus Church is the only church that can be saved.
你敢讲吗？
Are you brave enough to say this?
越年轻越敢，越不敢讲，还是敢讲？
The younger you are, the more afraid you are to say, or the less afraid you are to say.